Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Today, let's decode the meaning of the shloka Drushi Skanda Murtihi Shrutau Skanda Kirtihi Mukhe Me Pavitram Sadatat Charitram Karetasya Krutyam Vapustasya Bhrutyam Guhe Santulina Mamashesha Bhavaha. This is a shloka from Subramanyeshwara Bhujanga Stotram. The first step in Anvaya is Padavibhaga. Therefore, the first padam is Drushi. Second padam is Skandamurtihi. Third padam is Shrutau. Fourth padam is Skandakirtihi. Fifth padam is Mukhe. Sixth padam is Me. Seventh padam is Pavitram. Eighth padam is Sada. Ninth padam is Tat. 10th padam is Charitram. 11th padam is Kare. 12th padam is Tasya. 13th padam is Krutyam. 14th padam is Vapuhu. 15th padam is Tasya. 16th padam is Bhrutyam. 17th padam is Guhe. 18th padam is Santu. 19th padam is Leena. 20th padam is Mamashesha Bhavaha. The second step is to understand the meaning of each padam. Drushi means eyes. Skandamurtihi means Murti, idol of Skanda, that is Subramanyeshwara. Shrutau means ears. Skandakirtihi means Kirti, glory of Skanda. Mukhe means mouth. Me means mine. Pavitram means pure. Sada means always. Tat means his, that is Skandas. Charitram means tales of Skanda. Kare means ants. Tasya means his, that is Skandas. Krutyam means action or deed. Vapuhu means sharira or body. Tasya means his, that is Skandas. Bhrutyam means servant. Guhe means in Guha, that is in Skanda. Santu means let it be. Leena means dissolved. Mama Shesha Bhavaha is made up of Mama and Ashesha Bhavaha. Mama means mine and Ashesha Bhava means all my thoughts. Third step is rearranging the padam to make a meaningful vakya for our understanding. Therefore, when we rearrange, it will be Sada me drushi skandamurtihi santu. Sada me shrutau skandakirtihi santu. Sada me mukhe tat pavitram charitram santu. Sada me kare tasya krutyam santu. Sada me vapuhu tasya bhrutyam santu. Sada mama ashesha bhavaha guhe leena santu. In a nutshell, always may I have before my eyes the murti of Lord Skanda. Always let my ears hear only the praises of Lord Skanda. Always let my mouth sing the praise of Lord Skanda. Always let my hands be of the service to the Lord Skanda. Always let my body be a servant to the Lord Skanda. Let my all thoughts and actions be devoted to Skanda.